I really like Audio Boo. I really, really do. And it's great for personal use, and it's great to be silly and make funny boos and everything. But I want to use it also for my newspaper that I work for, because I think it would be a great tool for the reporters out in the field who, want to just post a quick 3-minute update that we can embed in our stories, or, tweet, to our Twitter account. So, to that end, I've been testing it for the Independent, which is my paper, but I'm having a few issues with it. One, I don't want our tweets to go into the Audioboo public timeline, and because I think that would I don't know who uses the public timeline, so I worry about cluttering it, you know what I mean? I know people look at recent boos, and I would hate to see a whole bunch of boos from our paper in small town Nebraska that nobody really cares about, having to put up with, like spam from us. So that's why I wondered if it's possible to have Audioboo go in a private but still post to our Twitter account and our Facebook, without having to bother the public timeline, if that's a possibility. But the other thing that's kind of an art issue thing is it's really dependent on having an iPhone or an iPod Touch with headphones and mic, because where I live, iPhone service is not available. Yes, I live in rural Nebraska-ish. I mean, I live in a city, okay? I'm not a farm person, but I for some reason, we don't have iPhone service yet, and it really sucks, and we all hate it. But there is iPod Touch, which is just as awesome, and I have one, and a reporter has one, and a photographer has one at my paper. But we're dependent on Wi-Fi, and our newspaper doesn't allow us to get on Wi-Fi. They're secure about that stuff. So, I don't know how viable it is for our paper to do this, but I really think it's cool. And I want us to do this. If nothing else, to just have like a reporter on the scene, doing audio right from a story that's happening, or, and tweeting it and just, being a good news source. But I'm running out of time. Basically, those are the issues that I'm trying to work around here. But I really like the idea of Audioboo for the media.